Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Yes, we are. We're all choosing to be happy, bright, shining, glistening, lovely, sweet diamonds all over the world, all over the planet. And we're just sparkling at everything and everyone and blessing everyone and spreading the love and spreading the joy. And we're welcoming you to the My Beauty Angel show tonight with your host, Audrey Quinn, which is me, and my lovely co-host, Cindy Herman from Chicago. So we are happy to be with you tonight for one full hour of power and pleasantries, and we have a real special guest tonight. Before we get started in introducing our special guest, I'd like to tell you that you've tuned in to Greater Good Ministries Radio in association with blogtalkradio.com is our show. And Greater Good Ministries is a metaphysical spiritual programming. It's all inspiration all the time. And we always encourage our listeners to call in. And we're going to, every Thursday night, we have moved the show. Sorry to tell you just tonight, last minute notice, but we've moved our My Beauty Angel show to every Thursday night from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. So be sure to tell everybody that you know that is interested in spiritual beauty and shining up their diamonds from the inside out, because that's what we're all about. And the phone number is 347-237-5339. Just hit 1 to call in and speak with us and ask our special guest, our wonderful guest, and I'll tell you about her in a minute. I'm keeping her name a secret for the second, for a few seconds, but you can ask her a question. You can ask Cindy or I a question. Briefly about Cindy. Cindy, would you share a little bit about who you are to the listeners?
Yes, my gosh, I always knew I wanted to be an actress, and when Juilliard opened up in the theater department, I auditioned, and son of a gun, got in with a scholarship and had a wonderful time living in New York and touring with John Houseman's acting company, doing classical plays across America. And then I got into commercials, and after 10 years in New York, I lived in Los Angeles about 6 years. Very blessed to go on and work with Meryl Streep and Glenn Close and Kevin Kline, Jack Lemmon, Henry Fonda, dozens of wonderful people. But then Spirit wrote a book for me about always being fascinated with emotion, about the importance of letting emotion out. That's what it means in the dictionary, to move out. So it isn't enough just to be aware of our emotions. We have to truly let them exit the way a child does, and then that's the healing process. So that's where I come from, and I'm looking forward to the show today. I want to find out how to look younger.
Oh, yes, and we are going to find that out. A little bit about me briefly. My Beauty Angel is actually the name of my website, mybeautyangel.com, and I've been studying metaphysics for probably about 26 years now. Now, has it been 20? No, pardon me, 20 years. That still seems like a long time, which I've enjoyed the journey, and I have learned how to shine up my diamond both on the inside out, and I've been in TV, film, not to the extent of Cindy with award-winning famous people, but I've been on shows that you would know, like Wendy Williams and the E! Entertainment beauty segment, and just a couple little stints there in Hollywood when I lived there for a bit. So modeling and beauty pageantry are no stranger to me, and I love to help people with their beauty inside and out. It's not all about, obviously, what we look like, because we can look real ugly if we're not beautiful on the inside.
Yeah.
So it's really starting from the inside out, and we want to celebrate your beauty as listeners. And you're welcome to call in again. I want to stress the number one more time. I don't say it enough. Call in 347 537. I'm sorry, is it? Am I saying the right number? 237.
347? Is it 347?
Oh, yeah, we better say it all over again. Sorry. 34, it's a tongue twister sometimes, this number. 347-237-5339. Someone in our chat box is saying that, they're saying that four times the charm they can't hear us. We're going to bring on our wonderful special guest. And actually, I'm going to read her bio first. Our exciting guest tonight is Joan M. Bunny. And she is, let me tell you, she's one sexy goddess. She's very gorgeous. She's a Taurus who celebrated her 68th birthday yesterday. And you would never know by looking at her and her energy and inside and out. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman, and just very definitely ruled by Venus. I can see why Venus, the planet of beauty, it fits her to the T, being a Taurus, literally a T for Taurus. I met Joan, before I just say a little bit about her, I met Joan by being a member of Powerful People and Friends. And she is a member of Powerful People and Friends, and so am I. People can Google Powerful People and Friends in your Google search box and sign up at no charge. It's complimentary. And there's about, I don't know, maybe close to 2,000 wonderful members worldwide. So I'm very grateful to Ann Dandridge over there at Powerful People and Friends. Hey, Ann, if you're listening, we're talking about you, Powerful People and Friends. So let me say a little bit about our awesome guest, Joan M. Bunny. She is the author of Sexy in Your 60s, How You Can Naturally Reverse the Aging Process and Rejuvenate Your Life. Love it. Delicious. Joan Bunny is actually 68 as of just yesterday. You're old, or you're young, I'm going to say, Northwest native, who has authored and published a life-changing book, Sexy in Your 60s, How You Can Naturally Reverse the Aging Process and Rejuvenate Your Life. That in itself, Joan says, proves we are never too old to begin anything in life. Sexy in Your 60s has to do with the health and aging of our body, mind, and spirit, and how we can naturally reverse the aging process if we educate, honor, and most importantly, apply those things that can result in growing young, not old. I love that, growing young. When we do, life becomes more joyful and pleasurable on every level. Bunny believes our seasoned years can be our greatest gifts. She shares her own tired to terrific story. I love that, tired to terrific, and gives her readers the support they need to take back control of their life. Her book is a testimonial to be radiant health, to experience radiant health and boundless energy. Baby boomers of all ages can apply her proven life-altering knowledge so they too can enjoy healthy, happy, and fulfilling lives. Written for all ages and both genders, Bunny is living this truth, and she is living the truth. She walks the walk and talks the talk, and I will tell you that Bunny is the proof is in what she writes, definitely. And she is sharing it with others because, as she knows, the golden rule, we can't keep it unless we share it with others, right? So also she wants to state that there is a health epidemic in this country affecting us physically and mentally. Obesity has been at an all-time high. Over two-thirds of the population is at risk, and we must change these statistics for our children and our grandchildren's future. And she happens to be a grandma, so she knows what it's like, you know, to be concerned about the future of the children, our future. The book is available online at www.sexyinyour60s, and that's with the number, not S-I, it's 60s.com, you know, sexyinyour60s.com. On Amazon you can find it, and you can contact Joan at Joan Bunny, she spells Bunny, B-U-N-N-E-Y, at hotmail.com. if you have any inquiries about anti-aging, age reversal, your body, mind, and spirit, and being beautiful. So I am going to finally bring in our super special goddess guest tonight and welcome Joan Bunny. Joan, are you with us?
I am, Audrey. Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you hear us on the show?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. Great. Awesome.
And
well,
hello, Cindy. Nice to meet you, Cindy.
Nice to meet you. Looking forward to this.
Where do you, I know Cindy, I know Joan, that you and Cindy share something in common. You educate people both in both of your books about the pH level of our bodies. Shall
yes.
we start, shall we start there?
Well, we can, yes, we can start there. You know, actually I would rather go and start with a little brief interview of why that particular part of our body is. And I'm going to go back to what you said in my show, my bio, about this being a body-mind-spirit journey. You know, I started the book with the body section. The mind section comes first and the spirit section comes third. But basically, if they're not working all in unison and balance with each other, you know, if we don't get a hold of that emotional side of us, that the mind rules, and get those albatrosses off our neck, then it's very difficult for the physical body to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And women especially have a lot of problems, myself included, over time with, you know, emotional situations, a lot of drama in the life, holding on to things sometimes much longer than we need to hold on to things. And it took me, you know, many years and many mentors in many seminars and many books to take the information that I learned and apply it to myself and let it become habitual. When one of the pivotal things that caused me to do it was back in the 60s, I was an unwed mother and had a baby out of wedlock. It was not a good time to be a wedlock mother in the 60s because it was very frowned upon by society. In fact, it was horrible. They would put girls in unwed mother homes. They would put girls in special places where they would be away from their families, be away from their friends, because everybody tried to hide what was going on with us. My own mother, I didn't reveal to her that I was pregnant until I started the first trimester of my the third trimester of my pregnancy, because I was just, I knew that she was just going to go ballistic, and she did. I would say, unfortunately, she abandoned me. But now I realize, and that's why I dedicated my book to my mother. She's passed now, but you know, my mother taught me the most lessons because she was probably one of the more difficult people in my life. But she loved me unconditionally at the same time. I was her only daughter, right? And so I had to go off on my own for that last trimester of my pregnancy. Thank goodness I was with a nonprofit organization in Seattle. That's where I lived at the time. I was there for many, many years in Seattle. And these people had all of my, you know, my doctors, all my care. I lived with a family, a doctor and his wife and their children for those last 3 months. And then when it came time to have this baby, I had a 36-hour labor and a breech birth, and I was all by myself.
Aww.
Now, I'm not saying that to be a victim or feel sorry for myself, but, you know, I knew that my mother didn't want to be there. It would have been uncomfortable for her. And so I chose not to have my parents be there. And I had to relinquish this child, this baby boy at 2 days old. That was the beginning of my spiritual healing and why I had to do all of this work in order to nurture myself, because for a long time, you know, I abhorred what I had done. I had so much guilt around what I had done. And so That was really the beginning of everything. That led to why eventually, when I was about 8 years ago, I found out about alkalinity and about alkaline water and about water ionizers and alkaline food and alkaline diets. But by then, my emotional self was healed. My emotional self was back to 100%. That's when we can really start working on the body.
Exactly.
Yes.
Bless your heart.
Yes. Well, and then now there's, you know, here's everything, you know, the law of nature, the law of attraction, you know, it always comes full circle. That karmic thing is so magnificent. If we truly honor and love self and serve ourselves and serve others in a positive way. And that's why getting through all of my very difficult lessons, fear, anger, forgiveness, all of those things, then, you know, 32 years later, I was ready to go and search for my son. This whole story is in my book. It ties the whole book together because everything that I've experienced in my life, you know, comes off of this particular experience. And I remember when I finally got ready to go and open my records with the Children's Home Society because I was the only one that could do that. They were sealed. And I called my mother. And this was 32 years later. Now, mind you, in 32 years, my mother and I never spoke one word about this pregnancy, about the adoption, about 32-hour labor, about the breech birth, which, mind you, back then, C-sections were not... We didn't do C-sections. I had this baby vaginally. And, you know, it just goes to show, because I'm a little woman, that, you know, a woman's body is a miraculous thing, and it can accommodate all sorts of situations. And I had that baby just fine. And I called my mother on the phone, and I told her, I said, I'm ready to go, and I'm going to search for my baby, my son, my baby boy. Oh, and the other thing I want to tell you is back in those days in the 60s, you know, they did really not want girls to even hold their baby. You would give birth, and then they would whisk that baby away, and most girls never, ever saw babies. But I remember that I told my counselors at Children's Home Society before I had this child, I said, I am not going to... Do hold this baby in my womb for 9 months and not hold this baby. So if you don't let me hold this baby, I am not going to sign your papers. I blackmailed them. And so what are they going to do? What are they going to do? There's nothing they can do. So I got to hold my baby boy when he was 2 days old. Most gorgeous, beautiful child you've ever seen in your life, being born breech, you know, he was born butt first and he had nothing. He was so perfect. And I told him in my arms that morning, I said, I have to loan you out to somebody that can provide for you what I can't provide for you. But I will be back because I love you more than anything. And of course, I'm your mother. That's my love. Those were my words to that baby boy when that nurse took him out of my arms. And so. So fast forward 32 years later, and I called my mother, and I said, okay, I am ready now. I am going to go and find my son. And the first thing my mother said, this is how huge, you know, scripting is, how huge fear can be in people. It can paralyze people. And the first thing she said to me when I called that night, she said, what if he doesn't want to see you? And, you know, my mother was not at all a negative person. She was just, I have so many fabulous traits that come off of my mother. She was such a strong, powerful, wonderful, everybody loved my mother. But she, you know, I was the only daughter, and I just didn't fit the mold of what that daughter was supposed to be over time, right? And so I told my mother that night on the phone, I said, you know what, I have thought this all through. I said, you know, he could be dead, he could be in jail. He could be in prison. He could be a heroin addict. He could slam the door in my face. But you know what? It doesn't matter because that morning I held him in my arms. I told him that I would be back. I promised him that I would, and I'm going to do that regardless of what the consequences might be. So I contacted Children's Home Society. They opened my file. They put the caseworker on it. 30 days later, the caseworker, Sarah, called me on the phone and said, Joan, we have not only found your son, but we have found your three grandchildren.
Oh.
How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that?
And
I called my son that afternoon, and the first thing he said to me on the phone, now he's a 32-year-old man now, married and has three children. The first thing he said to me was, I have been waiting a very long time for you to find me.
Oh.
He said, my mother, my other mother died of cancer 4 years ago. I have had time to grieve, and here comes my other mother.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, how beautiful is
perfect
that? So,
divine timing, divine timing.
Oh, absolutely. And about 30 days after that, I had a party for him in Seattle at my friend's restaurant. I invited 100 people. I had family. I had friends, my side, my son's side, all his family, all his friends, and my mother, of course, my mother and my father. My father was always very sympathetic. I mean, this was really hard for my father, but my mother was a very powerful woman, and my father just kind of stayed out of the way of all of this. And so I had this party, and everybody gathered, and oh my God, I had special invitations made. The theme of the party was joy, J-O-Y, which is the chakra right above your heart chakra. Well, it just doesn't get any better than that when your body is filled with joy. And then I found the chakra. Yes. And now by then I had gone to the eastern side of the state of Washington. That's where he and his wife and the children lived. And when we talked on the phone that day, he and I really want to come over and see you and meet you. He said, oh, absolutely. Why don't you come next weekend? It was like Memorial Day weekend. And I said, oh, I'm so glad you said that, because I already have my airfare and my hotel. So that's when I met him. I met him that next weekend, and then about a month later I had this party. And my mother, and let me go back again, because that was before 9/11, so you could walk right into the airport, right into your family's arms. You know, it was like not, there wasn't this, you know, where you had to stay away from each other. And I got off that airplane, and I walked into that, as soon as I got off that plane and I walked into that area, and there he was. And he looks just like my brothers, exactly. And he just put his arms around me, and there was never every 1 minute out of any judgment at all. It was unconditional love. And after that, you know, I used to do some mentoring for Children's Home Society with, the birth families and also the people that were, you know, giving the children for adoption. And that was always the first thing I said to them, we need to put everything aside. Everything aside, all of our dark sides, all of our, our anger, all of our fears, and we need to put the child first and foremost. There needs to be unconditional love from both sides of the family in order for these things to work, because, you know, there's a lot of problems sometimes with adoption that, you know, oh, he's not going to love me as much as he loves her and that sort of thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's just, you know, so that was always my little spiel. So my mother and dad came into the party. And my son, I walked my son over to my parents, and I always cry when I talk about it. And I told my son, I said, and you know, this is my dad, and I said, and this is my mother. And my son knew that my mother, you know, I mean, I told my son everything. I told him everything that had happened to me in all those 32 years, and he just put his arms around that little woman and hugged her, and it was, you know, my grandchildren with my son and my son, you know, they got to have several years before my mother and father passed, and it was just pure unconditional love, and we all loved each other. Everything else just went out to the cosmos. So, you know, it's getting those albatrosses off our neck, you know, it's getting all of those negative things out of our way. And then we can really focus on our physical body, you know, because our mental body is already in a place of such joy. And then the physical body will absolutely respond. So when we talk about the pH, you know, once I got there, started eating an alkaline diet and drinking the alkaline water, there was another transformation. And I have never stopped that. You know, I continue to drink. I have a water ionizer at home. I've been drinking water out of that thing for, you know, the last 8 years. And I write about that. There's a whole chapter in the book about the alkaline body and the alkaline water and the alkaline food that the body loves. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And you know when, I'll just finish this one thought, that when we have a negative emotion, our cells drop in vibration into an acidic condition. The cell is like a battery, acid and alkaline. And when we have a negative response to something, there's a flood of more acidity into the system. And that's pressure in the cells. And if we don't let that, and the cells now start making a different sound, a lower sound. Oh, and if we don't, like a two-year-old, blow that sound out and get the pressure off ourselves, then we stay in an acidic condition. But with the, through the, all the trauma and the difficulty of the baby and those ensuing spiritual years, you got out so much of that sorrow that your cells naturally then are restored to a proper pH, that seven place.
Yes. Absolutely, Cindy. That is so very, very true. People do not begin to understand how terribly important stress and those negative vibrations play on the body, physically and mentally, but especially physically, because it's all connected. Everything
you
is all connected.
Yes.
Yeah.
Audrey,
oh,
I
want to
interrupt. You were going to ask something.
Oh, no, that's okay. Thank you both. Just real quick, I wanted to make an announcement. In the chat box, we have a listener who's really enjoying your story very much, Joan, and she has asked you to be her friend on Facebook. Her name is Anne, and she last name is Santos Stefano, S-A-N-T-O-S. Oh, she's from New York. She says, let you know, she's fascinated with you. And if you see a friend request from Facebook, and Anne, you're welcome to call in and speak with Joan live if you have any questions you'd like to say, anything or comments or any common ground or whatever you'd like to say, your heart desires.
Let Anne know, too, that on my my website, www.sexsenior6060s.com, I do have an icon there to go right to my Facebook page also.
Oh, she can click on, okay, anyone, all the listeners can click on the icon, the Facebook icon at sexyinyour60s.com.
Yes,
that's
or the Joan Joan Bunny, you know, with the EY, just to put the name in on the Facebook too, she'll find me there.
Yes, she found you already. You already have a friend request. So I wanted to just say one more time for our listeners, because I never quite say it enough, the call-in number today to speak with Joan live is 347-237-5339. And just hit 1 and I'll see your call and I'll take your call. We'll be happy to. That's what this show's about. We're here to be of service and to share the love and interact with you and celebrate you and your life. And you all have something valuable to say or an experience to share, and we want to hear it. We want to know. And here we go. So where would you like to go from? Oh, and we've got a caller. With that, we're going to take area code 631-289. Welcome to the My Beauty Angel Show.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi, it's me, Ann, from the chat room.
Oh, hi, Ann. Welcome. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling. Did you have a question for Joan or for any of us?
Oh, no. First, I just wanted to comment that I think the story is just wonderful and fascinating, and she just sounds very cool and very interesting, and I'd like to know more about it, especially the alkaline. Right now, I feel like I'm fighting off a cold. I don't know if that will help me, but it's just very interesting. Does it line up with, say, a low-carb diet? Because I'm very into low-carb.
Joan?
Yes, I'm here. Well, you know, the alkaline diet is basically, you know, just a diet that it's really a way of eating that would keep anything refined or altered or sugared, highly sugared, out of your body. You know, so you would want to eat, you know, vegetables and you know, natural fruit, seasonal food, organic as best you can.
Yes.
Just to keep all of those refined, altered, you know, boxed foods, all that dead food they sell in the middle of the grocery store, to keep it as fresh and as healthy on the outside of the store. You know, poultry, if you aren't a vegetarian, you know, I do eat organic poultry.
Me too.
And yes, and I'm careful, very careful about that. But, you know, things like people don't understand how horribly acidic the colas, like Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, the soda pops, are terribly acidic to your body, as is sugar, terribly acidic to your body. And now we all know, of course, that, you know, they sugar everything without people even knowing it, that high fructose corn syrup and all of those foods. It's no wonder that these children are addicted to that stuff. They don't even know that it's in there. I've got, and if, is this the Ann from New York that's going to find, that's found me on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, and I'm going to send you what I friend you back. I'm going to send you a link to some alkaline links to kind of just bring you full circle about with the food and what's best to, you know, feed your body. I truly believe, and I think Cindy will probably agree with me, I don't think I've ever been healthier in my life than I am at 68 years old.
Me
or
too.
Had with my energy or been had my body be in such, I mean, I know my organs just thank me, the organs in my body just thank me every day because I don't put, you know, garbage in it anymore. Not that I ever did a lot because I was born in the 40s and we didn't have this kind of processed food back when I was a little girl. We always cooked from scratch and seasonal food, you know? So
right.
I really think that, yeah, I look at that as a blessing now. I'm going to be going to my 50th class reunion in September and we're all in pretty good shape. And I really do say that a lot of that comes from starting our lives with such good food back then.
True. My parents, they, you know, that were like that too. They didn't have all that processed food and they lived to, you know, I was born later. They were in their 40s when they had me, but they lived to be in their late 80s because they ate healthier than everybody else. It's like when they started eating the processed food, I think that's when the health starts to go downhill.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly what happens. It's part of the reason that we have this enormous health epidemic is because corporate America has altered this food to the point, and it's not only altered, you know, in one way, it's also to actually make it so tasty to the human palate that it becomes addictive.
Yes.
It becomes addictive. But the other thing that they, the reason they do it is because it makes enormous amounts of money for them, you know?
And the people come here from other countries, too. They had, like, a healthy diet with all natural food, and they come here and they start getting, you know, the gut problems from the GMOs and all the altered food and everything. They start getting irritable bowel and weight gain. Everything starts to change for the worse and not for the better.
Yes. You are absolutely right, and you are. That's exactly what's happening. And I tell you what, I rant and rave on about this all the time. I'm creating, almost ready to launch a brand new website and blog. It's going to be my name, joanbunny.com. And I'm going to get, I just can't keep my mouth shut anymore. Is now a great grandmother with, you know, 6 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. I just abhor what's happening to these children, given what's put out there for them. So that's another thing that I'll be passing on to you, Anne, is my when my blog launches, because I'm going to be talking a lot about this subject.
I appreciate you sending me that. And anything you send to me, if you don't mind, I have a page called Better by Nature, because I'm very into all that, and I'm going to share some of your information on my page.
Fabulous. Okay, I'm writing this all down, and I'll get this more information when we hook up on Facebook. That's fabulous because, you know, more and more people are becoming aware. Thank goodness for the Internet. I think it's just fabulous that more people are waking up to the truth and understanding how we have been hoodwinked into believing that, you know, those things that we are meant to think are good for us are really actually killing us right now.
It's true, even our own water.
Yes.
Thanks.
On that note, ladies, Joan, where can we find these ionizers?
Water ionizers. All the water ionizers are either made in Japan or South Korea because those people came across this technology decades ago. They have these machines in their houses, in their hospitals, in their schools. Because they know the health benefits. They will show you pictures of your gut because, you know, that's where all those all that acidity Cindy was talking about settles down in your intestinal area. And you know what loves to grow in an acidic terrain? It's cancer cells and disease. And so they will show you, as people come into them and their gut looks like, you know, oh, my God, World War II, because whoever it was has been eating terrible, and then they start plying them full of all this ionized alkaline water, and oh my God, like within weeks, the gut looks like a baby's gut because it's just all clean and clear. And so these people have been on top of that for years. Now, we have a lot of distributors here in the United States and Canada that sell these machines. So they're all over the place. I go with a company called Ionways, I-O-N-W-A-Y-S, and I'll send you that link too, only because I know these people. They're from Reno, and I've done a lot of shows with them at the anti-aging conventions in Vegas and places. To try to get across to these Western medicine doctors, you know, there are things other than plastic surgery that can make our skin glow and be beautiful. You know, there are other things that will reverse the aging process besides nipping and tucking a body. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that this water and having an alkaline diet as far as the food goes, I think it's just, I it's miraculous for me, has been miraculous, and I know it is for a lot of people. So the word is getting out more and more, but we have a lot, we have a ways to go yet.
Yes, Joan, I have a question.
Yes.
You probably know the work of Bruce Lipton in Biology of
Beliefs. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes, I
and
love
I think
Bruce
so,
Lipton. Yes.
Yes. I went to one of his seminars, and he proved there, you know, from Stanford, he proved how we have the possibility within our DNA for regeneration of all organs. All possibility is in there. But there's a sheath around the DNA, and only one thing opens that sheath, and that is belief. If we believe that we can be healed, and that's why Jesus, being a metaphysician, said, I didn't heal you, your belief made you whole.
Yes.
And then Deepak Chopra picks up on that in his recent book, Superbrain, where he talks about, to daily say, you know, thank you that I'm building my 20-year-old body, and really begin expecting, have full expectation that all these possibilities of regeneration are in there. It simply takes our fully believing, not doubting, that of course we have the capacity to regenerate and heal all issues.
Yes, absolutely. I totally that's how I live, Cindy. That's what I do. I talk to myself every day. I have mantras that I say to myself. My body so believes everything I tell myself now. I mean, it's just, then it becomes almost miraculous, because you will just morph into, you know, the health of the mind and the body, and the spirit is just like, you know, jumping up and down in joy.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, one of my biggest joys is awakening women to their magnificence, because they are so scripted and so barraged with all this dogma and all these lies and all this stuff around age.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, by the time you get to be my age, you got one foot in the grave, you're out the pasture, you can't be sexual anymore, you can't do this, you can't do that. I am like hogwash on all that. Oh my God, I just go ballistic. So I, you know, because I really do believe, Cindy and Audrey and Anne, that this phase of a woman's life, you know, the last phase, postmenopausal, being in your crone years, your crone goddess, is the most fabulous, most wonderful phase of a woman's life. And if anything that we should do coming up through the maiden, the mother, to the goddess phase or to the crone phase, is get ready for these times, because if there ever was a time where, you know, the gifts and the rewards of the universe and the planet and everything come into play, it is in this phase of life. And we also, because the crone is the accumulation of all three phases, she's the accumulation of all three phases of the goddesshood, right? She is the divine feminine. She's the giver and taker of life. We have more power and glory in this phase of life than we ever had in any other phase, because we've experienced and accumulated all of that wisdom and all of that knowing. And that's why I believe that it is the, you know, all women in general, women all over, every woman on the planet, and especially when you get into your crone goddess years, and if you look around the planet right now in different countries, the thing that's going on, they are the ones that are leading the way to change the world as we know it.
Yes. Isn't it interesting that the word crone is so similar to crown?
Yes.
And I wouldn't
crown,
be
like
there crowning
the queen.
Some adaptation. Mm-hmm, because, oh my, I agree. Oh, bless your heart. It is. This is the most important thing we can do. Desmond Tutu put a call out to the women. Women of the world, you must lead the world.
Yes. He made that comment. He knows that it's the woman. Of course it is. How could it not be? The woman is the womb. What comes from the womb? Life. And that is why over centuries, you know, the dogma of organized religions and or patriarchal rule has, they know it too, just like, you know, Dr. Tutu knows it, because that's why they've tried to put us underground and stomp us and shatter us down. That's, what do you think, the Salem witches, who were they after? The crones. They weren't after the young women, they were after the old women, because they have psychic powers. Mm-hmm. We have healing powers. We're in our mastery on every single level of everything. And women need to, especially American women, I think women sometimes in other countries and other cultures know more about the goddess than do American women. And it's, like I said, it's one of my passions to get out there and be the advocate for the goddess, you know, to bring her truth and her glory back into vogue again, because never has it been needed more than now.
Yes, and now when people are talking about ascension, or this capacity that's happening on Earth where the frequency of the Earth is rising, all matter, including humans, and that we have the capacity within us to ascend, to rise in frequency. And that's why the potential for regenerating everything and creating bodies to have all this wonderful crone experience and wisdom in our memory and in our flesh, and then craft a body that is 30 years old, is a very real expectation for millions of people who study ascension.
Yes. Absolutely. I totally and absolutely agree. Absolutely. And, you know, that word crone, you know, somebody got a hold of that word back when the patriarchal people did, because I if you look in Webster's Dictionary, it is defined as an ugly, withered, old woman, a hag. That's what it says. That is why I coined the term sexy crone. I put sexy before crone because it's an oxymoron. Well, that must make me a sexy, withered, ugly old woman. Because, you know, it's like, you know, enough is enough. We need to come back to the honor and the revere of that word, because that word is, you know, the grandmother. It's the elder. It's the wise woman. And back in the goddess cultures, and back in those times when those goddesses were the gods. They were the gods. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were. We're going to take a short, just a quick little commercial break, ladies, and let everyone know that they're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio, Metaphysical and Spiritual Empowerment, where we're empowering all you ladies and men too, anyone who wants to shine up their diamond here. And we're spreading the love and the joy of the body, mind, and spirit here with Greater Good Ministries, and we'll be right back after this message. Stay with us.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that pinata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Oh, clever. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
All right, and we're back. Welcome back to the My Beauty Angel Show with our special guest, Joan Bunny. She is an author, and she is a very dynamic speaker, as you can tell if you've been listening. She knows all about how you can naturally reverse the aging process and rejuvenate your life. My co-host is Cindy Herman, the author of To Feel is to Heal on Amazon.com. Actually, both books, Sexy in Your 60s with Joan Bunny, is found on Amazon.com. And Cindy's book is on Amazon.com, and they both are interlinked in ways of as far as your body and having an alkaline diet, releasing toxic emotions, and being your most beautiful goddess self. So with that, let's get back to Joan. Welcome, Joan.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We have about 15 minutes left in the show, and we still have plenty of time for our listeners. If anyone wants to call in and say hello to Joan or ask a question or share a comment in your own life, we welcome you. And the number is 347-537. Am I giving the wrong number? I'm giving the wrong number. There's too many threes in this number. This is too funny. Okay. I'm definitely not perfect. I'll tell you that right now. 347-237-5339. Press 1. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, Joan, where would you like to go from here?
Well, you know, my 68th birthday yesterday, it almost seems surreal to me, actually, because I've never been one to really think about age, per se. I mean, I just have always kind of lived my life to the fullest, and, you know, birthdays come and birthdays go, and, you know, people do the big 4-0 and the big 5-0 and everything. And I don't know, this one kind of was really interesting as I hit 68. I'm writing a sequel to 60 in Your 70s. I have the domain already for sexy in Your 70s. I also have the domain for sexy in Your 80s and sexy in Your 90s. So I don't plan to be stopping anytime soon. And then I actually saved one more domain that reads sexy centurion. And I told my grandchildren, now you must promise me not to publish that book, the last one, until Grandma leaves the earth, because I don't want to embarrass you too much. So, but on my Facebook page yesterday for my birthday, I love this Ashley Montague. He's a gentleman. I love this gentleman. My mother had his book, and he was quite a visionary, this man, and I use him quite a bit through my book, especially a lot of what he has to say about parenting, and he's the one that helped coin the phrase for me, growing young, not old, because that's the name of his book, is Growing Young. And I put this quote on my Facebook page on my birthday day, and his quote is, "The goal of life is to die young, as late as possible."
That's good.
I know, isn't that nice? It really is nice. And, you know, I've always said that when I turned 60 years old, I used to say to women in my speaking engagements that this is the beginning of the second half of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I truly believe that, because, you know, the human body is fully capable of living to up into the 120s, 130 mm-hmm. years old. If you, mm-hmm. like, you know, Cindy was talking about, make sure that you keep that body, that inside of that body, you know, in an alkaline state, keep your body exercised. In my body section, I talk about, I think the most three important things is what we put in our mouth, and exercise, and hydration. And, of course, a positive mind goes along with that. But, you know, those three things are really very simple, and I get distasteful around all of these gimmicks that everybody's got out there, especially these prepackaged food diets that they talk about, you know, join this group, do this, buy this. I mean, it's dead food, for God's sake, it's in a box. You know, it's dead. It's not even alive anymore. So, you know, people have been hearing the you know, unfortunately, not such a very wonderful, favorable thing for keeping in a healthy body or a healthy mind by what's been going on for the last 20 or 30 years, because I've watched it evolve, you know, over time. And So this last year was actually a 9-year for me. So it was the year of endings. Interestingly enough, I left the state of Washington, the city of Seattle, after 66 years there, and decided to that it was time for change to happen, and moved to Texas here in Austin, where my daughter and son-in-law and my youngest baby grandbaby girl is now. And so this year is the 2013 is my 1 year new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing I really think that people need to pay very much attention to, is all of those things about where the planets are in the sky, where they were when you were born, or what the tarot cards are telling you, what the I Ching is telling you, all of those wonderful mystical, metaphysical messages out there, and open yourself up to the cosmos and, get that television era out of your head, turn it off, and let these other forces, these vibrations, these higher vibrations that Cindy was talking about, getting yourself into those higher dimensions, let those chakras work for you. And, life, as I say, it can transform into something so magnificently beautiful, it will just knock your socks off.
It sure will. And you ladies know that we're in the Taurus eclipse right now, right?
Today.
Yes.
We
yes.
are.
Yes.
And that is, it is all about beauty and, financial success and rewards and, oh my gosh, Joni Ross is a great, she's been putting up moon messages on my Facebook page about the solar eclipse and Taurus and all the great things ahead, and it just sounds wonderful, just wonderful what's ahead finally with the Taurus energy. I'm trying to find it while we're speaking here.
I remember her saying, time for some fun. It was very difficult, that last eclipse with the Scorpio, but it was good because all that isn't working is stopping from there on. And once we've evidently each done that inside of ourselves in our own creative way, then now we can have a little fun, which I think I remember how to do that.
Yes.
I've just been doing a lot of clearing, Joan, so I'm really enjoying this so much. You're talking about what I know is coming from me, too. I committed, for an emotional cleanse, and it's been a long one, and that's okay. I mean, I think a lot of us take on the go through the DNA on both sides of the family is what I elected to do, just stop the chain of events, from way back. So there's a lot there, but since we're all connected, it's helping everyone, and I think I'm kind of right on the brink of having most of it over, so I'll be ready to celebrate.
Yes, it's that freedom, liberation that every woman deserves and should have, because we're burdened with this this thought that we have to always be the caretakers. Not to say that we aren't. We always will be. It's in our nature. It's in our essence. It's in our DNA. But, my goodness sake, step back and take time. Love yourself. Love yourself. Nurture yourself, mentally and physically. Do those things for yourself. Everybody else is going to survive just fine. And because that's where, that's where all the joy then starts coming in and puts things into place, which is just terribly important for women, because we've been sent such a horrifically patriarchal, degrading message for such a very long time. And as you mentioned also, Cindy, that whole axis of the earth has switched over now. The divine feminine is back.
Yes,
that patriarchal stuff for 25,000 years is like, okay, bye-bye now. We've had that now, and it didn't work too well. So that's why the mother is coming back again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Joan, did you tell me, I know you're a Taurus, but did you say your Leo, your rising is a Leo, or you got several planets in Leo?
No, I told you that my rising is a Libra, but I have in my Aries house, I have Mars, Venus, my moon, and Mercury in Aries.
Oh, that's where your fire's coming from. That's right.
That's where my fire comes from.
I'm trying to figure out where the fire... Because then we have Cindy being a fire sign Leo, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I've got Sag, the way I communicate, because I'm a Capricorn, but I'm not a quiet Capricorn because my communication is in Sag. So we're all fired up tonight, aren't we, ladies?
Yes.
Great.
Yes, I used to be, back in the day before I knew very much, I used to be kind of puzzled because, you know, I only kind of looked at Taurus. And, I mean, I am certain things about Taurus. I love beautiful things and about, you know, I love cashmere. You know, I love things like that. But there was this other kind of, like, you know, stubborn side and, you know, you're really kind of in your, don't really move out of your comfort zone. And I'm like, well, what the hell is that all about? Because that is not me. And then my, you know, all of my astrological readers and my the women that did my tarots and everything, they're so wonderful, and they walked me through and said, well, this is why it is, Joan, because you had these other planets were over here when you were born. So, you know, I think it's fabulous to really know your chart, see what every little aspect of it means to you, your personality, why you do, why you don't do things, why you feel about things. Because it's better than therapy.
I love it. And speaking of which, don't we have Cindy has a dear friend, one of her best friends, Deborah Chavan. Deborah is going to be she's an astrologer, a master, a beautiful astrologer reader as well. We have a few of them, Joni Ross as well, which are she's going to come back on the show again. Our show got cut short by mistake last week. We had a technical difficulty, but we have Deborah coming at the end of the month, right, May?
Yes.
And
yes.
She's amazing. I've had a reading actually with both Deborah, astrology reading with my birth time and date with both Joni and Deborah. They're awesome.
Yes. My gracious.
Everything works together. Go ahead, Cindy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Joni, this should be a movie. That story is really, I can imagine actresses would just really love to play that part of, you know, being young. And then the difficulty you go through, the challenges that you go through after giving up the baby, and then how life comes full circle again.
Yeah.
I think there's so many lessons
enough,
in that.
And interestingly after I relinquished my baby boy for adoption, you know, the only thing that was on my mind was to get married and have a baby that nobody could take away from me, right?
What? I missed that. Have a baby and what?
Nobody could take away from me. And back in that day, you know, it wasn't like a lot of women now are having babies and they don't, and that's not the marriage thing, but that was in the 60s. And so, you know what? 9 months later, I fell in love with a man.
Oh.
We got married. We were married for 20 years.
Wow.
And it took me 7 years to get pregnant with my daughter. Do you know why? Because my subconscious, my mental mind was still hating myself so much that I didn't feel that I deserved it. And every month for 7 years when my period would start, I remember I would sit in the closet and I would cry and I would say that God is still punishing me for what I did.
Can
you imagine? And so it was such an interesting thing. And then I had my daughter. My son's 45. My daughter's 38. And oh my goodness sake! What you know? It's so interesting what it is that we do. You know, I was married for 20 years. I'm not married anymore because, you know, it was the kind of thing that, you know, we grew apart because the reason for the marriage was totally immersed in these other emotional things that were going on with me, with, you know, relinquishing that other baby for adoption. And so I talk about that in the book, too. But, yes, Cindy, you're absolutely right. And I need to take the story of this out of the book and write something else, because I have had several people, authors and people in the publishing business, say to me, you need to write a book, Joan, about that experience.
Mm. And a script, if you could also get it then to a script writer, you know, to turn it into a story, or maybe someone will just take your book, and then a script writer will, because it's got so many lessons in it for all of us. I think what's so interesting is because he had, with the loss of his second mother, smushed out all that sorrow and grief and anger and resentment that he felt toward you, that all, that's the gift when someone dies. The second gift of being alive is they're dying, because it causes all this angst to pour out of him. Then he's got an open heart to see who you really are.
Yes, but you know what? His mother that adopted him, she always, from a little boy, told him, there's a woman out there that your mother that gave birth to you. You need to find her, because she had to love you to make you, to give you up. So I had her on my side. Oh, my God. And I became very close with her sister.
We're down to 5 seconds, ladies. So we're going to have to close the show.
Thank you so much.
It's been wonderful. We'll do it again for sure, Joan, and we'll be in touch.
Wonderful. Thank you, Cindy. I'm looking forward to knowing you.
Me too. Thank you.
Oh.
Shine bright like a diamond.
That was
beautiful.
Violet.